On this day, when the Nobel Peace Prize winner, the President of Colombia, is being celebrated, it's also worth noting today is the 15th anniversary of the start of America's longest war.
America strikes back. Afghanistan is pounded with bombs and missiles from the air and sea.
That sound from NBC News, October 7th, 2001, as Operation Enduring Freedom was launched less than a month after the 9/11 attacks. The U.S. had determined that al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden was behind those attacks, and he was being harbored in Afghanistan. U.S. demanded that he be handed over. The ruling Taliban rejected the call, and President George W. Bush announced the launch of the war.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. These carefully targeted actions are designed to disrupt the use of Afghanistan as a terrorist base of operations and to attack the military capability of the Taliban regime. We are joined in this operation by our staunch friend, Great Britain. Other close friends, including Canada, Australia, Germany, and France have pledged forces as the operation unfolds. More than 40 countries in the Middle East, Africa, Europe, and across Asia have granted air transit or landing rights. Many more have shared intelligence. We are supported by the collective will of the world.
That was on a Sunday. The next day, when we went on the air, our entire program was devoted to the new war. Here's our colleague Bruce Gellerman.
A new wave of military strikes have reportedly just begun in Afghanistan, the second night of what U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld says will be a long campaign.
The U.S. invasion eventually toppled the Taliban and weakened al-Qaeda, but Osama bin Laden eluded capture. The war in Iraq was launched, and then on the night of May 1, 2011, President Obama delivered this news.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
3 years later, President Obama announced the end of U.S. combat operations in Afghanistan, but the war there has not ended. The Afghan army is fighting the Taliban today, and there are still around 10,000 U.S. troops in-country advising and assisting the Afghan army. It's dangerous work. On Tuesday, 31-year-old Staff Sergeant Adam Thomas was killed by an explosive device. He'd been part of an operation against the new threat, ISIS, and he became the third American killed in combat in Afghanistan this year, adding to the more than 2,300 U.S. service members killed in the war since it started 15 years ago today.